Welcome to Restoration Church, located in Goleta, California. To learn more about us, please visit r-church.org. To watch our service or join us via live stream, check out our YouTube channel by searching Restoration Church Goleta.
My name is Bobby. I get the opportunity to preach usually on a Sunday. But this one's going to be a little bit different. You notice there's no pulpit, no Bible. I'm just going to testify. God put something on my heart this week. And then after this, we're going to hear some testimonies from you. So super simple. So I'm going to do more of just to testify of something that God put on my heart last week after the sermon. And then we are going to have Rick and Dana testify about Ukraine and their time in Ukraine, which will be super exciting. And then we're going to open it up to anybody that wants to give a testimony about the Lord and what God's doing in their lives. Super simple. We're going to take communion together as a family. We've got one or two songs left after this. And then we're going to go eat some pizza to the glory of God and our joy and not our grads. So, but we're still going to celebrate Ethan. So we can still do that. And Vinny. When you see, there's something in our scripture last week in Philippians chapter 4, verse 1, it says, therefore. And when we hear that there, can everybody turn their phones off? That would be cool. By the way, whose eagle ring was that? That was awesome. I'm like, the Holy Spirit's coming right now. Like, this is it. I was like, that was amazing. I would have rather a dove sound, but we can work on that. My encouragement to you this morning is your life is a therefore. Your life is a therefore. When we see the word therefore in Scripture, what's the question we ask? What's it therefore? And why that is so vitally important is because it draws you back to the truth that then hinges what's said next. Now, the truth is about who you are, if indeed you are a Christian, which is key, because the truths in Scripture, the ones that are good, are for Christians, for people that have called upon the Lord to be saved. Okay? There's lots of truths in Scripture that are not good, and those are for everyone else. It's very clear. You can't really get around that in Scripture. It's very black and white in regards to these things. Because at the end of the day, your sin keeps you from a relationship with God. And then those that call upon Jesus, their sin is removed and righteousness is credited to them. And so now they have right relationship with God. And that is the only way by which we can go to heaven, is to have right relationship with God. It's very simple. If you are in that realm, the kingdom realm, if you are indeed a Christian, I'll say it that way, you have the righteousness of God. You have a brand new identity. You are now a son or daughter of the living King, which is a distinction, because oftentimes people say that everyone is a child of God. That's not true. Only those that call upon the name of the Lord. Now, there is a image of God in everyone, which by which we then treat all people with respect and honor. But that is, there's a privilege to being a child of God. That privilege is access to God. We get to run to the throne of grace. He hears our prayers, unlike anyone else. He has a special love for us that's beyond what's for others. It's crazy to think about. And that's not like an arrogant or a prideful thing, like, oh, Christians are so much better. We're just as broken as the next guy. But at the end of the day, these truths are about us. Now, when you think about, like, can anything separate us from God's love? No. Nothing, right? And if we think about that kind of pursual, that kind of grasp that the God of the universe has over you, and it's not just grasp, it's actually love, held, like attentive and good. Like God has this kind of grasp over you because of his goodness and his love for us. He sent his son and sent you his spirit so that you once were blind, walking around into walls, not with no direction and purpose, and then the Holy Spirit said, hey, and then you got your eyes open, and then you see the cross for the first time, revealed through the Holy Spirit, and you become new. Therefore, see how that works? Therefore, live like a son or a daughter of the living King. Now, why I wanted to bring this up, why I wanted to just simply testify of this is because I think it's an interesting struggle in the Christian life. Because we're just like, wait, okay, is it all by grace? Yes, but yet I'm supposed to obey New Testament scriptures like love one another and like these kind of serve one another, these types of things, and be involved in a local church because Christ died for the church. You are the body of Christ. Like there's commands on that. So it's like, wait, okay, so am I going back to the law or is it still by grace? Well, the answer is this. The scriptures say things about you that are too good to be true, but they are. And then say, therefore, because of this, live this way. And the commands in scripture are like guideposts or guardrails to show you how to live as a Christian. And so why are the therefore so important in scripture? Because the Christian life is a struggle. Amen? Like, it ain't easy. And don't be fooled by anybody that says it's not. Like, oh, become a Christian and everything will get better. It's like, bro, that's a lie. It gets good. Don't get me wrong. But it's still a struggle. And the thing is that when we're in those moments and we're struggling to be obedient to the scriptures, then the call isn't just to pull your boots up and try harder. The call is to go back and remember what the therefore is there for. So for instance, if you're a man here that struggles with looking at like lustful thoughts or pornography, how does this work like in application? You're being tempted, and you go, wait, would a son of the living King do this? Is this proper or right for someone that's been set free from these things? No, I don't need to do that because of the cross of Jesus. And that works all the way across the board of, like, anger issues and, like, whether it be marital struggles and tension in life and anxiety and all these different things. It's like, and there's other truths as well. It's like, man, everything just seems so out of control. Like, for instance, just to get this service done this Sunday was crazy because everything got canceled and moved around and the people, it was a crazy Sunday. My wife got sick this morning. My son got sick this morning. All this kind of stuff. And all the while, God's like, don't forget I'm in control. Do you see how that works? By his grace, he reminded me of a truth. Is God in control? Yes. When you're feeling that way, you remember that truth and then go, oh yeah, that's right. And you can let anxiety go. When you're struggling relationally, you're in the church and you just, you know how, are we called to love everybody? Yeah, we are, right? Are we called to like everybody? I don't see it in scripture, but that's, I'm just kidding. The bottom line is that there is an affection for those in the body of Christ and those outside. And that affection also means like. And that always doesn't come so easily. And so is it something that we need to struggle with to overcome? Yes. But it doesn't mean then we enter back in under the law because we've been set free. We no longer have to obey. We get to obey, right? But what I don't want you to think is that it's that means I can do whatever I want and then God's going to forgive me in the end. If that's a line of thinking, then you're probably not saved in the first place. Because you don't understand the amazing grace of God. Because what happens is it's so good and so amazing. Therefore, I want to strive and try to love my brother or sister in Christ that I'm having such a hard time liking. See how that works? truth. Therefore, application. And so we strive for these things. And there's so many other examples I could give, but I want to give you guys some room for testimonies. The bottom line is that your life is a therefore. Go and live. Amen.
Thanks for listening in. If you have any questions or need prayer, send us an email at info@r-church.org. Grace and peace.